Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Yes, for the next 2 hours, we'll be taking your calls here if you'd like to go on the air and talk about anything. This is Dove. I'm just filling in here for Carlos, kind of last minute. We're hoping Eric Cannon is going to show up here and help out with the show. But first, I'm going to start you off with a little bit of Bob Dylan.
Sail before she sleeps in the sand. Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I don't mind the Ten Commandments. I believe in the Ten Commandments. The first one, I am the Lord thy God, is a great commandment if it's not said by the wrong people. Yeah. So it's called Masters of War. Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, he'll lie and deceive. Where a war can be won, he want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers, all the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when a death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket while the pale afternoon. And I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Yeah, some classic unreleased Bob Dylan there, live. The phone lines are open, 826-7771. If you'd like to start us off, the next hour and 45 minutes is completely your time. Time for the community to call up, and you can, maybe you have an announcement you'd like to say on the air, maybe you'd like to talk story about something. I'm doing this solo here. This is Dove. I'm just came in here last minute to hold down the fort. And let's see, we got a call. And it's,
hey,
aloha.
Aloha, Dove.
How's it? Whoa, there you are.
First, I wanted to say thank you for that show. Who was that? Citizen Cope.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man.
Cool.
And next, I wanted to say about bring up a subject of. I guess there's some new committee or something called the Makai Committee or something that, you know, it's kind of like private citizens policing Hanalei Bay for illegal activity on you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow.
Okay.
I've lived here 26 years, and we don't need this. We don't need this kind of stuff, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's fine for enforcing, you know, real big-time violations, but Hanalei has always been a free, and that's its charm, you know. We don't want a bunch of rules and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely don't need private citizens sitting there with binoculars and spying on us. I mean, my God.
Hmm. Where did you hear about this?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I know, that's where you get all your news these days.
But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Hmm.
But, you know, and people, you know, because I reacted. I called them Nazis. I says, hey, you know, this is, don't you got something better to do? I mean, why don't you go fight for beach access off Kalpea Beach, off Kalpea, you know? I mean, there's plenty of stuff you could go do if you really want to go help the community. But, I mean, snitching on somebody because they taught a surf lesson on Sunday or something. I mean, come on. So, and they also were coming down on people that build their like, own watercrafts. And, you know, I saw a picture of it. It looked so cool. They had, like, two kayaks with a piece of plywood across it. And people that were down at Black Fox got to see it, you know. But anyhow, this... It went to another extreme that a picture got taken and said, this is illegal, you're supposed to have a permit, and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, this isn't the Kauai I signed up for, you know?
Supposed to have a permit for what? A certain kind of water?
If it's a craft in the water, whether it's bought at the store or you made something on your own, okay? You're supposed to have a permit, and then you're supposed to go anchor in, you know, 40 feet of water at a mooring.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean, you could tell just by the photo, this thing was set up for kids. It had a slide on it, and I talked to somebody that lives down there, and they said they were very responsible. They had it up for the weekend. They took it all apart. There was no rubbish. There was no nothing.
Oh, this
the
was
kids
a,
had a great time.
Was that 4th of July? That this? Yeah.
Right. I think it was prior to 4th of July.
Oh, it was
but,
a,
yeah,
yeah,
right
a,
around that time.
Yeah, right.
People that post are saying, oh, did you know that on Kauai that doing fireworks on any Kauai beach is illegal? And, you know, and I just had to say, hey, good luck with that, man. We've been like this forever. And in the morning or even that night, I mean, I was in Anahola when I did my 4th of July, and we cleaned it better than when, you know, we got there.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, more rules are for more fools, you know.
Okay.
If you need people to tell you what to do, you missed the boat. And don't feel like you can't stand up to these people trying to force, you know, rules down our throat and make it like a police state. I don't dig it, Dove.
Okay.
All right.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your call and putting that out there. And that kind of gets the phones hopefully lighten up here.
I hope somebody from the so-called Makai group that overlooks actions in Hanalei Bay called. Yeah, rats out the wrong guys. You know, I hope they call.
All right.
All right.
Good.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Aloha.
Aloha. So we're actually, we have one phone line right now, so I can't really go from phone to phone call to phone call. So if you just tried to call, you're going to have to try back. 826-7771. Aloha. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Aloha. This is Maka'ala, and I'm who Mark is talking about. So it's not Makai Watch, it's Makai, as in towards the sea.
Okay.
It's a statewide volunteer program authorized and supported by the DLNR. It's to provide a kind of neighborhood watch effort to support enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
The community is always asking for enforcement, and we know that there's only 8 Gilcare fellows on the whole island, etc. We know how few KPD officers there are. We know that we don't have a sufficient number of park rangers. So it is not a vigilante group. There's going to be training. What I did was post on Facebook that the training would be coming fairly soon. We're working on the volunteer handbook now. It is a volunteer effort. They won't have enforcement capacity. There will be a formal protocol and process for training as well as reporting any violations. But the main thrust of it will be to provide education and outreach to people so that folks know what the rules are for safety and for the protection of the resources.
Mm-hmm.
So the floating thing that was built and was in Hanalei was determined to be a vessel. In fact, in some circumstances, even a surfboard is a vessel, according to the Coast Guard. But in this case, it was a vessel, and nobody said it had to go away. What they said was the DOBOR, the Division of Boating and Ocean Recreation, said that it did need to be in the mooring area.
Hmm.
And if it was going to be in the mooring area, it needed to have a permit. Where they actually anchored it was in a swim zone. And the only boats allowed in the swim zone are traditional Hawaiian sailing craft.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these things are just features of information that people need to have. And if there's rules that folks don't like, then there's a process to change those as well. But this is not adding any new rules. This is not adding any enforcement with somebody with a badge. This is a community effort, and there will be one for Haena and one for Hanalei, and they are right now all over the state. Pupukea is a well-established one. They've been operating for years on Oahu. And as I said, we'll be providing some training, and I was just putting out a note saying this is coming soon, watch for it. And he got very excited and very concerned, and he did call me a Nazi.
Oh.
And I have to say that was not okay with me, and I don't know that he knows what a Nazi really was and stood for, but that's certainly not what I am.
Right.
So anyway, the Hanalei Watershed Hui will be supporting the Makai Watch program. When it began, which was about 10 years ago, it was actually a Mauka Makai program.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had enough volunteers to help with some of the Mauka things, we could do that also. But for right now, because we have county rules for what can happen in our park, which is the surf school and the SUP and all the rest of that, as well as the tour boat activities, and then we have the state rules that govern what vessels and watercraft can do in the bay. They're based on safety or on the protection of the resource. Many of them are to protect our corals and our fisheries.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad you called up with all all that information. That's great. That's really nice to. And I'm really hope that just in our community that we don't resort to, whenever we have issues with things, that we don't resort to name calling and all that. We all have to work together, and that's sort of what this show is all about: is exchanging information and ideas.
Perfect.
And yeah, so I really appreciate
Perfect.
You calling
so
up. Because
when we get ramped up a little bit more, and the volunteer handbook, we'll go through a couple of more edits, and then it has to be approved by an advisory council that is a statewide council that I am not on. And when that happens, then we'll set some training, and we'll begin by doing a lot of education and outreach. It's going to be all about did you know, and
right,
what
well,
you want
it'd be
to
great
know.
Great to have you.
Thing.
It'd be great to have you up here to the show and actually come live on the air.
Sure.
You know,
happy
I mean,
to
actually
do it.
Come in person.
Happy
here.
To do it, Dove. And cool. I appreciate the fact that you came in last minute and are filling a gap. And obviously,
yeah.
You created an opportunity for a dialogue that was important to have. So thank you very much
yeah.
for that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for all the information. And, yeah, we'll hope to have you here live in the studio when you have more information about it.
Great. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right, phone lines are open, 826-7771. And as you notice, I don't ask for names. I know sometimes you want to know who actually is speaking, but this is a completely anonymous phone call. You can say whatever you'd like and get it off your chest right here at call-in radio on KKCR. Aloha, you're on the air.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing?
How's it?
Well, what's next, a dress code? You know, like enforcement, like whether guys' shorts are hanging a little too low, or, you know, I mean, I'm surprised Honolulu hasn't gone topless yet, like Europe, you know. I mean, there'd be an uproar, you know, little children, you know, what would they do, you know? But, you know, I mean, is this community group going to go around committing random acts of love and kindness? You know, making sure that people aren't lonely. You know, if there's a problem down at Honolulu, like, oh, wow, look, that person, he's lonely, or he or she is lonely. Let's go give him a hug. You know, let's be community active. And, you know, instead of, like, petty, you know, I mean, it's different if, you know, there's people ripping off cars in the parking lot. You know what I mean? Or if somebody's getting assaulted, or, you know, something major like that, you know, but, you know.
Well, I mean, this is just, this is a huge, huge conversation just about personal responsibility and rules and regulations on all of it. It goes beyond just our little island, but to the universe as far as, yeah, for me, it seems like balance, you know, balance.
I mean, I've never had a problem down at Honolulu, you know. I mean, even though, you know, I mean, I agree with the first caller.
Okay.
You know, there's so many things, if you want to be active and do stuff, for the betterment of Hawaii, you know, you go pick up trash on the side of the road. Or go to your next door neighbor and go, hey, do you need some help doing some yard work today? Or are you hungry? Okay, here's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know? I mean, even though, like I say, you know, this little watercraft, I can just picture it. A little kid, a toy for kids. Set up by responsible adults, but it doesn't fit the code, you know. And you just go, I mean, remember the boat, the big billionaire's boat that was anchored out there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep,
two and a half years, that luxury yacht that had a helicopter on it.
Right.
That boat could come and go. No doubt that guy had a permit. You know what I mean? I mean, even though sailing and yachting per se is a rich man's deal anyway, you know, unless you're a spendthrift, you know, you're living on the lam, you know, and you got this kind of little pirate ship or something, you know, that barely floats, you know, but stuff like what you said, like, you know, wow, even a surfboard is a watercraft, and you go, And then anything that the DNLR is involved in, you go, oh my God!
It reminds me of bike. You know, you're supposed to have a license, your bike registered on if you're on the bike path officially.
Yeah.
You know, and,
I mean the guy's not literally calling the lady a Nazi. I mean, it's just like a cliche of like rules and regulations, like you know because. A lot of these people, even though I'm sure the lady means well and the group means well, they're sitting up high and mighty up in Prince Hill in luxury condominiums. You know, when it's a gated community. I mean, probably a lot of these people are from up there, you know, where you got to have buku bucks just to live there and shop at Foodland, you know. And then I don't know where they got their money. You know, and then they have, it all obviously offers the luxury of free time to spy on people. You know, unless, like I say, it's to keep someone from breaking and stealing somebody's wallet out of a car. or something like that. Or heaven forbid, there's a woman, she's topless on the beach, down from the pier. Oh, my God. It's
okay,
against the law.
Okay, calm down.
Yeah,
you get a little worked up there.
I don't want to get too upset.
Take a breath.
Anyways, I agree with the gist of the first caller.
Right on. I appreciate your call. We'll go to the next call, okay? Thank you so much. All right. Aloha. All right. Breathe, everybody. Breathe. Phone lines are open, 826-7771. If you'd like to make a comment or like to even make an announcement, anything you'd like to say, this is open phones for the community, for the planet, actually. We have a toll-free line, also 866-275-1112. Aloha. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks. It just sounds like the Mackay Club needs to go way back up Malco where they came from, where they won't bother anybody.
Okay. Are you there? That was it? Hello? Okay, that was to the point. All right. 826-7771. If you have anything to say on this topic or any other topic, we are here. I'm here. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. Worldwide at KKCR.org. Our online stream is sounding better than ever. We're at 128K online streaming worldwide. Really good quality now. You can check out our website. Okay. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, turn down your radio just a little bit. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Yep.
Yes. In regard to the lady and her balance, and I'm trying to keep a little order in the world, especially here on Hawaii. I think it's marvelous. I think it's wonderful. They're not going to take our rights away. It's something, you know, that it will enhance the community and the sense of community in taking care of or participating in taking care of in any form. And having an extra eye at different hours is great. I'm all for things called like that, CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. And we need to really improve on that. And that's all I got to say. And right on, young lady.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So there's opposite opinion. It's interesting. Everybody looks at everything differently, and that's what this program's all about. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to weigh in on this discussion about the Mackay Watch.
Yes.
And I personally support it. I think that those volunteers are not all rich people up the hill, and they're trying to just keep an eye out to preserve the resource. And the fact is that humans generally self-regulate pretty well, and definitely want to have another rule for the DLR involved. And if there were 10 of those shift rafts in the bay, or a bunch of people fishing and taking too much fish, then the total effect would be ruining what we all enjoy so much. So, I think there has to be a balance, and there are those that over-regulate or take that power of being a volunteer and being a steward too far. But in general, I'm thankful that there's people like that caller that go out there and take their time and try to do good things for our community. And that's all.
Right on. Well, thank you for your call. Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks.
Bye. All right. Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
All right. There you have it. Phones are ringing, so we got a topic here, the Mackay Watch. How do you feel about it, if you know anything about it? KKCR, you're on the air.
I'm calling back again, and I'll be brief.
Okay.
Okay, I go down to Hanalei Bay every day. You know, one of the biggest problems is pollution coming out the Hanalei River from all the septic tanks. Are they going to do anything about that? I mean, that's one of the biggest, and about the reefs, and the guy who just mentioned the fish, doesn't he listen to the radio? The reefs are dying. They're getting destroyed. Of course, you can't see it. It's all placid, and it's a beautiful ocean, and you don't know what's going on underneath there. But is this Mackay group going to go out and save the reefs or spy on somebody who might be smoking a joint down by the pavilion or something ridiculous like that, and then waste, you know, because I don't know what crimes. They've mentioned one little instance, this little craft, this kid's toy that the parents made for the kids. What other stuff's going down there? I wish the lady would call back and tell her what the main grievances are that is going down at Hanalei. Because like I say, I go down there every day. I know people that go down there every day, and I don't see, I mean, unless somebody's getting assaulted or harassed, I mean, something big or robbed, I mean, what else is going on down there that she's so concerned about that other than that, you know, I mean, maybe a few vacation rentals. Is that what she's gonna spy on?
Yeah, you jump into a lot of conclusions. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, I don't even know. It's nothing. It doesn't bother me because I don't do anything wrong down there. It doesn't matter. I just go down there and take a swim and then come home. That's all I do. I don't have any concerns like, wow, they're going to be spying on me. I'm just going because the guy brought up the topic, and I think it's a good topic because there's a lot. I mean, I don't know. I wish you'd call back and tell
us. Okay. Well, we only got one.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right.
What are the problems down at Hanalei?
Okay. We'll put that out there. Thank you for your call. All right. 826-7771. And phone lines are open for your call. You can completely be anonymous. You don't have to mention anything in particular about just what's on your mind. Maybe you have an announcement about a community event or lost animal or anything. It's just completely your program here till 6 o'clock, and then we have a jazz program on at 6. So 826-7771. We also have toll free line 866-275-1112. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
I'm going to say one last thing. I promise I'll shut up. You know, one of the biggest crimes down in Hanalei is the price of food, like at that little health food store.
Okay.
It's highway robbery.
Okay.
You know, what are they going to? Are they going to do something about that? I mean, it's a joke.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's yep. You can say anything you want here on your community radio, 826-7771. That topic there was the Mackay Watch, which they're talking about starting in Haena and Hanalei, with volunteers kind of looking out for the community in different areas. How do you feel about that? And we'll get more information. We'll look into this here and try to get some people who are a part of that in live on the radio over the next weeks ahead. Also, if you want to be a part of the radio station, we're always looking for not only people who want to come in and be guests and talk about different things, but we're also always looking for volunteers at the radio station. You can come in and connect with me or any of the staff members here if you'd like to volunteer. We're always looking for volunteers. We're going to have our fun drive coming up, our fall fun drive in October, coming sooner than later. And we always need help answering the phones, supplying food to the volunteers up here. If you'd like to be a part of KKCR, you can call us up at 826-7774 and get involved. It's completely community radio, and it's such a rare thing on the planet nowadays to have a radio station completely run by community members, volunteers, and if you want to be a part of it, please let us know. 826-7771 if you'd like to go on the air. And I'm going to play one more Bob Dylan song here.
gather round people wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept that that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is what's saving, then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are changing. Come senators, congressmen, please ease the calm. Don't block up the doorway, don't block up the hall. Either get touch with the style. There's a banner outside, and it's raining. Let us soon stack your windows and right on your wall. For the time, they are changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly ending.
Times they are changing for sure, not always for the best, sometimes for the better. We have a caller. Hello, a caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to say I think we need less cops and less people like acting like cops and watching out and watching people. I mean, what is that all about? When I first moved here, I came here to get away from that, and now it seems like we borrowed money from the feds to build this huge courthouse, and now we have to feed that machine, and the cops are getting more aggressive. I've even talked to my son today, and it's like the cops are harassing the kids and, you know, watching sunset, you know. It's like, do you have anything better to do?
Interesting.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. Thanks for being there, Dove. Aloha.
Right on. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. That was an interesting sound there. So, yeah, there's someone who thinks that there's getting to be more and more police and watching and rules and regulations on Kauai. I know, just seems like 20 years ago. So how is it changing? The times are definitely changing, but are they changing? You know, how does it affect you? The phone lines are open, 826-7771. Let's see here. Clear that line there. Okay, 826-7771. If you'd like to say something about the changes on this island that we call home, positive, negative, if you have anything you'd like to say. This is your program, actually, right here. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6. We take your calls. Aloha, caller. You're on the air. Hello? You on the air?
Hello? 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 Okay.
That's a really weird sound there. Dean is actually working on the phone lines a little bit right now, in this very moment, so we're trying to get our all the buzz out of our phones. Wow, that's an interesting sound. So, 826-7771. This is Dev holding down the talk radio here for Carlos, who is not here, and no Eric Cannon either. So, here I am. Thursday, we have another call-in show from 4 to 6, and we've expanded. I know just in the 14 years or something I've been involved in this radio station, we went from having maybe 1 hour a week to then 2 hours a week to 3 hours a week, and we've slowly been upping up our hours, our programs that we take your calls. And I think that's one of the coolest things about this radio station is we actually have call-in shows where the community members can call in and say anything you want. Completely, I mean, within reason, I guess. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it? This is Kubiko.
Hey, how's it?
Yeah, I just got a... I'm just tell you a small story.
Okay.
Okay, my grandfather, he owned a Model T, huh?
Mm-hmm.
One day he woke up and had two Japanese that steal him, huh? And they drive him for 5 years. So my grandpa, being a man of honor, said, yeah, they're going to return him. So they sold him to two Holly guys. They drove him for another 5 years. And then the Holly guys sold him to two Vietnamese guys, who sold him to two Samoan guys, who sold him to two Chinese guys, who sold him to two Puerto Rican guys, who sold him to two Filipinos. So me being a great-grandson, I go to the DMV, and I go pay the tax on the car because I have the original title. What I'm trying to tell you is, as a Hawaiian, nobody going to regulate us out of the water because it's still ours. You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the point is, if I go dive and I go fish, it's my right, and I go set net. And we're not out there killing everything. But the problem is, you have different mindset in Hawaii now. You got the eco-terrorists, and then you got people who actually care about the land and the water. So the main thing is, just got to be akama and use common sense. Mm. Don't push any Hawaiians up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brother?
Right on. Hope.
Okay, mahalo.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate
it.
Right on. Well, that was a great call. And it's a strange sound coming through, so we're going to try to get that fixed here. Aloha caller, are you there? Whoop. Aloha caller, are you there? We're working on the phone lines right now. Sorry about that. You can call back 826-7771. 826-7771. All right. Aloha, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. We got a weird little sound behind us, but I can hear you. You can hear me, so go for it.
Yeah,
go for it.
Hey, I'm sorry for calling in twice on the show.
No worries.
I'm the guy that instigated this whole kind of conversation.
Okay.
As far as, like, citizens taking it upon themselves to spy on other citizens.
Right, you actually
like
and got the phone lines ringing there.
Yeah. Anyhow, it just all goes, say this new group, the Makai Project or whatever they're calling themselves, say they did enforce it. That means that this family's little fun craft, instead of being anchored in, you know, sandy area, not on a reef, you know, would be out in 40 foot of water to a mooring. And you as a parent, wouldn't you just feel great about that? You know, you've got a slide on the craft, and it's not like everybody's doing this. I just saw the picture on Facebook, and I said, hey, people are coming, this group is coming down on this, saying it's illegal. You know, I've got other circumstances where people are living on sailboats in the summertime out in Honolulu. And if they bring their dinghy ashore, this particular group, you know, will say, hey, you gotta get that on your truck. You can't have it on the beach, you know? If there was like 15 dinghies on the beach, yeah, I'd be, you know, wanting to do something about it. But if it's just one or two dinghies on the beach, come on, man. And that's just it. I mean, there isn't a problem in Honolulu. The whole thing that spurred this off was she said, we're coming down on people that teach surfing on Sundays in non-permitted areas. And you guys that do have permits, you better enforce it or else you're going to lose your permit too. And it's like, God, you know, no wonder I called them the N-word. You know, I mean, I'm not a bad guy and I don't like throwing around that. And I apologize to her for using that, but at the same time, I'm going to stick up for the Honolulu that I've known for 27 years and the Honolulu that Uncle Willie used to live here. And, you know, I've got great memories in that day, and I'm not going to let some cronies just run it over. Forget it. You can go join Linda Lingle and Abercrombie and the rest of them and, you know, move to Oahu. If you want really a lot of regulation, go to Oahu. Oahu's got plenty of regulation. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling back. And, it's been 50 minutes about this topic. It's fascinating how everyone kind of has different angles on it. And thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Okay. Aloha.
Okay, 826-7771. Holding it down here. We got one phone line, and we're doing the talk radio. We got rid of that sound, so that's good. Thanks, Dean. He's working on the phone lines and trying to get the buzz out of the phones. But you can be the next buzz on the phone here. We've been talking about the Makai Watch idea. They're talking about implementing in out here on the North Shore with volunteers, kind of looking out for different things going on at the beach parks and stuff. And one of the items people were bringing up was a floating sort of boat structure with a slide and stuff on it that was constructed and was floating around. And it having to have a permit because it's within where people are swimming and whatnot because of its size. Aloha, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on. Whoop.
Hey, I would suggest that maybe a knitting club, or maybe they could get into quilting or something of that nature.
As opposed to like the neighborhood watch reality.
I can't hear you though.
Oh,
I'll just take it off the air. But that was my suggestion.
All right, great. Thank you so much for your call. 826-7771. We're taking your calls right now here at your community radio station. If you'd like to get something off your chest. All right. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
How's that?
Hey, aloha. Can you hear me?
Hey, I'm the guy that built the watercraft.
Oh, there you go. All right.
And my contention is that it was a swim dock. Hence, it was anchored in the swimming area.
Mm.
And not a craft at all.
Mm-hmm. So you could swim around it and then climb on it and then slide off of it.
Oh, that was the point. So people could actually wade to it, and the kids felt comfortable swimming from the shore to it. It wasn't that far of a swim.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole point.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah, fascinating. Great. Thanks for calling.
I have to say, Dove, you know a little bit about rules and regulations.
Yes,
okay,
I do. All right, thanks for your call. Well, how about that? The actual person who built this structure calls up. That is community radio right there. 826-7771. I'd like to talk anything about rules and regulations or this island or the world. Anything you'd like to speak about. Maybe you have a community announcement you can make. The phone lines are open. 826-7771. I'd like to tell you that this is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. It's about 4 minutes to five. We're worldwide at kkcr.org. We're also at K224CQ Anahola and K284AL Haleiwa. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah. Yeah, I saw that craft, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
It's just a symptom of a lot more people being here than used to be here. I don't really have a problem with that craft per se. I have a problem with all the cigarette butts and all the bottle caps. It's like, I don't understand why people that smoke think that the world is their ashtray, especially black pot. I mean, that's a sacred area. You don't leave your cigarette butts there, you know, and your bottle caps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, you know, way, way wrong and way out of skew. And speaking of rules and regulations, unless things have changed and my memory is incorrect, but I believe all of Hanalei River and out from Hanalei River mouth a half a mile is a no-wake zone. And to me, I'd like to see that enforced way more than I would some, you know, some goofy craft with a slide on it. I mean, to me, it was in poor taste, but other than that, you know, no big deal.
A no wake zone, like you mean boat wakes?
Wake, yeah. No boat wake, exactly.
Within what area was the no boat wake?
I'm pretty sure that it's all of Hanalei River, so that means from the mouth all the way, you know, past the bridge and wherever, you know, the whole thing, and then out from the mouth a half a mile. So that's pretty much, you know, to the end of the, you know, Hanalei break itself.
Uh-huh.
So that whole area is supposed to be standing in a wake zone.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from the DLNR or somebody that, you know, can remember, some of the boat guys should probably know because they're probably supposed to follow those rules. But, you know, I see people ripping up and down the river, ripping up and down that area right there, you know, close to the river mouth. And, you know, it just shouldn't be that way.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Aloha.
All right. Aloha. All right. 826-7771. I'd like to take your call if you have to.
There you go.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Actually, it's not about, it's a only Hawaiian, only native Hawaiian, you know, everybody must leave except, Hawaiians area. You know.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm going to do the top of the hour real quick. Thanks for calling. This KKCR program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Bali High Realty, Aya's Garden, Al Pastor Tacos, and the August Beach Cleanup.
Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at balihigh.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR, across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos, and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
In the last 6 months, Surfrider volunteers removed over 8 tons of trash, fishing nets, and ropes from Kauai's beaches. The Surfrider Foundation organizes beach cleanups on the fourth Saturday of every month. You can help keep Kauai beaches clean. Join our volunteers on Saturday from 9 to noon, August 23rd, at Moloa'a Beach. If you see large nets and ropes on the beach, please call our Net Patrol hotline at 635-2593. Help protect our beaches and ocean wildlife. A reminder from the Surfrider Foundation.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. And yes, we have one more hour here of completely open phone lines, 826-7771. Toll free, 866-275-1112. We take your calls if you have anything you'd like to get off your chest, talk about. Anything, absolutely, or maybe announcements, community announcements. Maybe you have an event or nonprofit you'd like to talk about. Lost dogs, lost wallets. It's interesting through the week here. We get calls about all kinds of lost items, and the station has become a central point for lost and found items on the island, which is pretty cool. Someone lost their wallet, someone lost their surfboard, etc., etc. So just know that we're here for you. This is your community radio station. And if the phones don't ring right this second, I'm going to play one more from Bob Dylan. Let's go back in time a little bit to, let's see, when is this? Looks like, I don't see the year, but it's one of my favorites. 826-7771. Aloha, you're on the air. Aloha, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
You know, since we're talking about Hanalei, I'm always concerned that there's so many cars on the beach by the pier. You know, I worry about the quality of that impact on the ocean and just safety for children and others running around.
You said the cars?
Yeah, people park their cars on the beach.
Yeah. There's a lot nowadays. It really seems to be a lot. I remember when I was 30 years ago, and how you go down there and there was just a row of cars up against the beach.
Right, just that one
the
side
grass. Now there's like
stop.
Three rows, or
That has to stop, and we just need more parking for people.
Yeah.
In appropriate places. So that's a concern.
Yes, it's interesting how many cars there are on Hanalei Beach nowadays. Yes.
I would think that'd be polluting the sand and the water and, you know, safety as well as environmental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for your call. Appreciate that.
Bye.
Yeah, definitely. Every time I go down there, I'm always amazed how many cars there is at Black Pot on the beach. A couple rows, sometimes three rows, all the way down to the river. And it seemed like I remember when I was young, always there was just cars up against the actual park. There was never a second row, at least. But maybe my memory's different than yours. Do you remember how it's changed in Honolulu? Or we're talking about rules and regulations. The show started off with someone calling about this new group that's forming called the Makai Watch, and it would be volunteers who would be looking out for different things going on in the community. Aloha, KKCR, you're on the air.
Well, have you noticed how many cars and people there are in the world, let alone Honolulu Bay? I mean the biggest difference to Honolulu Bay is all the houses, all the expensive houses compared to like 100 years ago. You know, let alone 40 or 50. You know, I mean, I'm 62. You know, when I first came to Hawaii, I was 16. And, I mean, Honolulu went back then, back, you know, 40 years ago. I mean, even though there was some houses on the beach there, there's just only the one little Ching Yong grocery store with a post office. And I mean, how much has every place changed, you know? But still, well, one of the things that is so wonderful about Honolulu on any given day, even if it is crowded, you go, God, it's paradise. Compared to what you'd rather be on the streets of L.A. or Venice Beach on the Strand. Or New York, or anywhere, London, England, you know. So I don't know what anybody's has to complain about, except that, you know, there's nothing stopping progress. I mean, there's going to be the condominiums on the Honolulu Bluff. That's going to change a lot. I wish this little group, this community watch group, could change that and make that not happen, you know, and stop all development at Honolulu. And good luck with that. But anyways, hey, Dove, I admire you. You're all-purpose guy, and you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks for your call.
Take care.
All right. Okay. 826-7771. Like to hear from you. Like to go on the air. Talk about anything you'd like. This is your radio show for the next 55 minutes. 826-7771, toll free 866-275-1112.
I don't believe you. You're a liar. Come on.
on the air.
Yeah, tell us about Michael Franke.
I can't really talk anything about that. So thank you though for saying that. But yeah, can't really do that. So thanks.
Oh, you can't talk about it? You can't tell us what's going on?
No, no. Volunteers here who do radio shows can't talk about anything that they're financially involved with. I can't talk about my home business or anything that I would have anything to do with. None of our volunteers can. Or if I'm running for county council, duh, for county council, I can't do that. You know, I'm not running for county council. But I'm just saying, you know, like any of our talk show hosts who start running for politics, or they can't have any conflicts of interest in anything here on the show. But thank you for calling. Was there anything else you want to talk about? Hello? All right. That's always interesting. 826-7771. All right. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this whole thing, what we're talking about, Hanalei, with the, you know, further regulations of activities down here and everything.
Right.
I think it kind of relates to the whole world situation right now with, like, what's happening in Ferguson right now, you know. Bringing in military equipment from Iraq and stuff like that. You know, we don't need this frivolous enforcement of really minor things that are going on, perhaps, you know. And people are worried about this, I think, the military creeping into your backyard, and all of a sudden you've got military equipment, you know, in with the police force. Haven't you noticed that? Even our police force here, all of a sudden we've got, like, SWAT teams, and they've got battle gear showing up at Super Ferry and events like that. I mean, that doesn't make me feel real homey about it, or that we have a personal connection with our police force.
It's interesting. You know, I referring back to a long time ago when I used to actually, for a little stretch when I was young, I went to what they call rainbow gatherings on the mainland, big national rainbow gatherings. And I learned really a lot from a rainbow gathering, because basically you go out to these national forests, what is officially the people's land, the national forests of North America, and you create basically a society out of scratch, off of, you know, you find out, look at the land, find out where, you know, your main meadow is going to be, where the children's area is, and where your medical and water source, and you create kind of a community out in, you know, way miles back into the forest. And then you have to actually all survive together and work together and make this community work. And it's interesting, because at some point there's always someone who's a little whacked, who does something inappropriate to the community. Now, most people don't, you know, everything is sort of, there's like unspoken laws of society, you know, the world we live in. Like, I don't just steal something from someone's car, or, you know, there's certain things we don't do and to each other, but there's always someone that seems to push those boundaries. Sometimes, you know, there was one gathering that someone got raped. And then we had to, because there's no law enforcement back at these gatherings, we have to, as the people, determine what do we do with someone who pushes those boundaries or does something that's inappropriate in our area. So I that's the first thing that came to mind with this sort of situation, because you're kind of talking about a self-watch for the community by other community members. And I would hope that we're all looking out for each other every day with everything that we
well,
do.
Well, you know, that's what concerns me most is, you know, we've got a whale sanctuary over here that's supposed to be to help saving the whales. And everybody loves the whales. We want to save them. But the military is doing war games out in the middle of this whole thing. It's like, how much do we trust or even respect their ability to care for our natural resources at this point? They don't.
It definitely seems like, you know, as people in our community, some of our biggest things that we need to really be focusing are some of these big takeovers by different huge corporations and things, as opposed to one another. But on this conversation, it really comes down to, you know, watching one another and what we're doing and where those lines are drawn, if you know what I mean. I mean, I think that's what this Community Watch, Makai Watch, is about. It's about, you know, if basic stuff happens, how do you go about that? You know, I don't think we're talking about people smoking joints in the park and what some of the other callers have.
No, but we are talking about people parking rowboats on the beach.
Right.
So
right.
Don't park your, and I've actually encountered that situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've come back and people were painting pictures of it with it in the background. And I came in, there was a wedding couple sitting in it one day getting their picture taken with Pontelet in the background. So it seemed like it was, not out of place, or people didn't enjoy it being there, or it was a threat to anybody. Right. But anyway.
Yeah, this is a really interesting conversation, I must say. How do we regulate, you know, when people do things that aren't inappropriate, or we just completely have a lawless world where there are no lines or permits or any of that kind of stuff. You know, I know that this a big issue was the dog permitting of dogs and, you know, dogs on leashes and all that. I'm in the Kalia area, and so that was a huge issue years ago. How do we regulate people's dogs, and, you know, where do we cross those lines? So this is all kind of down those same lines of, you know, and I'm really looking forward to having some of the people involved with the Makai Watch come up actually to the radio station and explain kind of in detail what their purpose is, and, you know, because we have a lot.
They're well intended, but, you know, what these things can grow into, like the whale sanctuary, you know, becomes a bombing range or a testing site for military equipment out there, and they can rationalize it as being such, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, thank you for your call.
Aloha.
All right, aloha. All right, 826-7771, phone lines open if you'd like to say anything about this topic or anything else. We're standing by. Here is the county council report for this week.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a county council report the week of August 18th. There will be a special and the council committee meeting Wednesday. The special meeting is at 8:30 a.m. and the committee meeting at approximately 9 a.m. Both meetings will be in the council chambers in Lihue. Here's some highlights from the agendas. The purpose of the special meeting is to hold a non-public executive session to provide the council with a briefing and request for authority to settle the case of Linnell Tokuda et al. Versus the county of Kauai et al. For the committee meeting, the Planning Committee has a request from Councilmember Raposo for the Director of Planning to provide a briefing on the Planning Department's efforts to enforce the Transient Vacation Rental Ordinance and deal with the various enforcement issues raised by the public and the council. The Environmental Services Public Safety Community Assistance Committee has a request from Council Chair Farrell for the County Engineer to provide an overview on the proposed Pay-as-you-Throw program. The Economic Development, Sustainability, Agricultural, Food, Energy, and Intergovernmental Relations Committee has communications from Mayor Cavallo transmitting for council consideration the following bills to be included in the 2015 County of Kauai and Hawaii State Association of Counties legislative packages: a bill for an act relating to evidence, a bill for an act relating to taxation, and a bill for an act relating to zoning. Councilmember Yuka Murrah requests approval of a proposed resolution urging the legislature of the state of Hawaii to amend the Hawaii Revised Statutes, Chapter 46, to give the counties the authority to enact a general excise tax surcharge to fund public transportation for inclusion in the 2015 Hawaii State Association of Counties legislative package. The Finance and Economic Development, Tourism, Visitor Industry, Small Business Development, Sports and Recreation Development, Other Economic Development Areas Committee has on their agenda four bills relating to real property taxes. They are Bill 2546 on agronomics, agriculture use definition and reporting, and this was deferred from the 18th of June 2014. Bill 2548 relating to the timeshare tax classification proposal. Public hearing was held on this on the 13th of August. Also, Bill 2549 on the residential investor tax classification proposal in a public hearing also held on the 13th of August. And finally, Bill 2550 on vacant land reclassification. Public hearing was held on this on the 13th of August as well. For more information, visit the county's website at www.kauai.gov. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
Thank you, John Gordon, for the county council report. We have a caller. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
I was wondering. I heard something on the
the Honolulu News about Kauai charging by the pound for garbage pickup. And I was wondering if it's come to the council yet, or I haven't. I've been off island and I haven't really heard much more than just that piece on the news.
Hmm.
And so, if anybody could weigh in on that, I'd appreciate it.
Something is it for Kauai County that you?
Yeah, it's Kauai County. They were going to start charging by the pound to pick up your garbage.
Hmm.
They have the automatic trucks now, and I guess there's some kind of way that they can weigh it.
With those,
how do you know that your neighbor's not going to stick something in there because he doesn't want to get charged?
That's interesting. Yeah, because now we have those same garbage bins, right? That
right.
All are exactly that their machine picks up. That so they're going to start weighing them. Well, what a concept!
Right. Each one has a different number on it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they can like barcode them or somehow figure out which
wow.
one weighs much and charges by the pound.
Interesting.
Yeah,
they may have been talking about this on one of their shows. I may have caught a little glimpse of that. I'll ask around and see if I can get more information on that. And if anybody who's listening knows anything about this new charging for your waste from your house, please call in 826-7771. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Anyone have any information about that? 826-7771. We got one phone line. That's why I can't jump from phone call to phone call. So if you call and it's busy, just call right back and we'll put you on the air. Also, if you have any other things you'd like to talk about, this is your program. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6. Take your calls. Aloha caller, you're on the air.
Well, you know, I've been putting all my extra gold bullion that I don't really need because I'm so mega rich, you know. I've just been tossing it in my garbage can.
Well, I guess
I won't do that now because I'll get charged, right? I mean, I don't know. The thing, the underlining tone is the balancing the budget. Taxes, property taxes, not enough people are talking about it. It's an outrage. These people vote in the city government officials, the mayor, the city council. They're all professional type people. They should all know how to balance a budget, and all of a sudden they can't do it. And all that I've heard that they've offered is they're going to offer classes for property owners to take at the JC to how to learn how to deal with taxes instead of them going to school, back to school, and learning how to balance a budget. You know, I mean, I don't get it. The way they dropped this ball, this lead weight, talk about weight. You know, I mean, I'm not literally affected, but I know there's a lot of people that are heart sick over this, like out of the blue. You know, here's your property taxes have doubled, tripled, quadrupled. You know, and you wonder, you go, I mean, how can they get away with that? Because it's their fault. They didn't balance the budget, I mean, it's just mind-boggling, the people that are in panic mode about when they get their tax statement, you know, and I really feel sorry for them because, I mean, except that it's probably a real estate scam. It's probably some underlying, you know, like, you know, all we want is rich people to live in Hawaii, and even the people that have lived here for generations, if they don't have enough money, then go to the mainland. Go to Las Vegas. Like, the what is that? They call that the other Hawaiian island? You know, and it's so sad, especially for Hawaiians. I mean, Hawaiians shouldn't have to pay property tax at all. Anyways, bye-bye.
All right, thank you. All right, 826-7771. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I just want to make a comment about the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody should realize this. Now is the time they can stand up. They have a voice. They've got a vote. And make their future destiny heard.
Mm-hmm.
And think about who's running
for council who supports the tax, who supports the people. And it's really in our hands. We have an opportunity, and I think people are upset, and understandably. However, we don't have to wait a year to vote. It's coming right up.
It is. Yeah, very good point. Yeah, if you have issues with taxes, there's definitely...
Exactly. And go to some of the forums or make your voice heard or call up any of those candidates and ask them how they are about how they feel about the property tax and some of the issues that are really important. So I just want to say, wow, we have a really big chance, everybody. And let's make a difference.
All right. Thanks so much for your call.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good one.
Aloha. Yes, it's true. If you want to make a difference, you can always vote. That's one way to start. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha. I would like to make an announcement.
Okay.
There will be a Hawaiian Independence Rally with a convoy throughout Kauai on the 31st. Of August, in memory of our beloved Queen Liliuokalani, that will be her birthday. So the convoy will go from South Pond all the way to Hanalei and coming back all the way to Kekaha and to PMRF, and then it will end at South Pond Park again. And everyone who has a vehicle which can take two flags, or at least one 3x5 flag, can join us, because we want every vehicle to have either a Hawaiian flag or a Kanaka Maoli flag. If you have a flag, bring it with you. If not, we will have a flag for you. And then we gather at 6:45 for briefing on August 31st. Sunday, we will start the convoy at 7 o'clock.
So 7 a.m. at South
Pond? 7 a.m., that's correct. That's correct, from South Pond Park.
Okay.
And we welcome everyone who is supporting Hawaiian independence. We have had rallies on this island for animals, for visitors, and for cure of diseases. I think that it's time now to show our face that we want independence, and we are inviting those who truly support us.
Do you have a contact number?
Yes. I have a contact number, which is 631-1036, and if somebody wants detailed information, send an email to kuhio, K-U-H-I-O, at kanakamaolipower.org.
Okay. The number was 631-1036.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and this march is happening August 31st, Sunday, starts at Salt Pond Park at 7 a.m., and then you're going all the way out to the North Shore and then going back?
Yes, coming back and going all the way out on the West Shore, all the way to PMRF Gate, and turning back this, to Salt Pond. This will be a peaceful, silent demonstration, except tooting your horn, maybe.
Okay, so you're going from Salt Pond to the west side and then back to Salt Pond. You're not coming out all the way to Hanalei?
No, no.
Okay.
We are going first to Hanalei.
Oh, you are? Okay.
We are first to Hanalei.
Wow.
And
then
on the way back, coming from Hanalei through Kapa'a, Lihue, and Poipu Beach, Kalaheo, all the way back to Honoha, Pepe, and further on to Kekaha.
Wow.
Okay, so it will be a long trip, but we have many, many enthusiastic Hawaiians who will participate.
All right. Awesome. Sounds great. Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in with that information. And we'll be announcing it for the next 2 weeks and getting it out there.
Excellent.
Good luck. More power to you. All right. Aloha. There you go. Sovereignty March, Hawaiian Sovereignty March for the Queen. I didn't know her birthday was August 31st. Wow, that's amazing. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's it? Okay. I got a solution for the high property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you thought I'm going to take a 20% cut this year. and I'm going to call them and take a 20% pay cut so they can help all those elderly people that taxes that went up, that have went up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That could probably solve that problem.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how much money that would be if it was 20% off of each of their salaries, how much that would total.
Yeah, and then they could trim some fat around like the guys that you don't see working on the side of the road.
All right.
Yeah, and then I got one more thing, though. You know that no need any more laws because, you know, socialism is the baby of communism. Mm. When you get plenty laws, we're just a step closer to losing all our rights.
Hmm.
Okay?
All right. Thank you all so right, much bye. For Thank calling up. Good. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, mahalo.
All right. Getting some good calls here. 826-7771. Anything you'd like to share? We got one line here only. So if you call and it's busy, just call right back when I drop a caller, and then we'll get you on the air. Anything you'd like to say? Opinion on any of the things we've talked about or anything else? 826-7771. This is your call-in radio show. We got a half an hour left. And then we have jazz program. I think Cousin Rich tonight bringing you some jazz. We have jazz from 6 to 8 on Mondays night evenings and Tuesday evenings. And then Tuesday, actually at 8, we have the one and only Blues with Vic the Barber, who's been holding down the 8 o'clock slot on Tuesday for a long time. Great blues show. All right. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha. I was just listening to your show, and you had the announcement on the county council agenda for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're covering both items on property taxes and pay-as-you-throw, which is the calculation on garbage fees for garbage.
Oh, okay, so that's tomorrow's county council meeting, yeah.
Right.
All right. Both of the items we're talking about, yeah.
Exactly.
Are they going to be covering at the county council? What time does that? Do you know what time? I missed what time that was at.
9 o'clock is when it starts.
9 a.m.?
Yes.
God, why do they do that? You know, it's for working people. How can anyone get involved? Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's
watching on TV.
Yeah, yeah. It is open to the public, though?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I think it's about $90,000 if you take 20% of the mayor and the county council salary.
You did the math real quick. That's awesome. That's good to know. Okay, $90,000. Wow.
All right, man.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. Awesome. All right. There you go. 826-7771. What an amazing community we have here on this island, and we're going through such interesting changes. Every day in our communities, or just our local communities, and as the island as a whole, and as the state, and it is an election year, and we have a big race for mayor still coming on here, and be a lot of sign waving and stuff going on over the next while. I do, if you didn't vote, I would highly recommend that you register to vote, and this is a big year for this island, it feels like, in all different ways. So glad to be here and helping this community radio station open up the phone lines to the community and get information out there. So if you have any information about anything you'd like to get out to the listeners, 826-7771, and you can go on the air. This is your show. So your radio station, your show. We're our fun drive, fall fun drive. We just are figuring out the dates. It looks like it's going to be in October. Like the 6th to 16th, I think it is. 6th. Yeah, this October 6th to the 16th will be our fun fall fun drive. And, all right, let's play. Since there's no calls right this second, I'm going to do one more from Bob Dylan. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
I'll guarantee anybody good karma in the next lifetime if they vote responsibly for new leadership. Hawaii doesn't need more of the same. If you have more of the same, it's doom.
I mean, we're living in a bubble here in paradise, or you know, or poisoning paradise. You know, it seems so tranquil and beautiful, and we want it. We like it, but everything's creeping in, and now is the time for change, because if we wait any longer, you've passed the point of no return, and we likely already have done that. And if anybody who didn't vote in the primaries has the inspiration and the willpower to get up and vote, you know, you've got to do it. It's your responsibility to, if you love Hawaii, to vote the way you want. You know, your word has to be heard, and I'll say, out with the old, in with the new. Because I'll say it one time again, if it stays the same, we're going down the wrong road. And that's basically all I can say about that.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for your call. All right. Any other callers? 826-7771. Thanks for all the calls so far. Been a great show. Lots of interesting items coming up. Started all off with the Makai Watch idea, which they're thinking about implementing with volunteers in Hanalei and Haena, where volunteers will be looking out for the community, kind of like a community watch. That's what sort of started the first hour, got the phones really ringing. 826, aloha caller, you're on the air.
Life is but a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And I tell you, with the Makai Watch, you're going to get Nazis.
All right, that was straight to the point. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm Charlie Brown. I live in Waimea, and I kind of run a public trash barrel. So I'm wondering what would happen with the pay-as-you-throw, because I suppose they ought to have some trash bin barrels out in public for people to keep the area clean. And it shouldn't be charged to me or my mom.
Hmm. Yeah. Good point. What if you're gathering trash and picking up and cleaning up the area and then throwing away trash that isn't necessarily yours, but you're actually proving the area and then you're going to be charged for it? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great point. I it's interesting. I don't know how they're going to go about that. That seems really like a tricky idea to weigh everybody's trash. It's an interesting concept, but yeah. We'll see what happens with that. I guess they're going to talk about the county council tomorrow at the meeting at 9 a.m. So there you have that. Thank you so much for your call, Charlie.
Oh, sure.
I didn't mean to say your name. You said your name, so.
I don't like taking unnecessary anonymity.
Yeah. All right. Right on. Have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Aloha. Yeah, it's a good point there. About being charged for your trash. What if you pick up other people's trash in the area and you're just disposing of it? It would make you not want to pick up trash, I guess, if you're being charged for disposing of it. I wonder if they're going to start doing that if you take your trash to the transfer station, or if that's just a charge for them picking it up from your residence. I'll look more into this, but And maybe we can bring it to you on the next couple weeks. Hopefully Carlos will be back next Tuesday. This is Dove. I've just been filling in last minute, holding it down. I don't do this very often, so it's a kind of a tricky. I'm trying to stay completely not have an opinion on stuff. I think that's sort of just the place for facilitating the phone calls and your ideas is what I'm doing here. So 826-7771. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Aloha. With regards to the pay-as-you-throw, I believe they can have smaller garbage cans for regular garbage and a bigger can for recyclables. The idea is to put more recycling and reuse and less garbage. If you throw more garbage, you pay more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the general gist of it.
Right, right. Okay. How do you feel about that?
Well, it should encourage everybody to recycle more.
Right.
Less going into the landfill, less cost to everybody. Get our garbage off the island by recycling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do notice that, you know, definitely the most weight in garbage seems to be glass, you know, glass items and things that are recyclable. So if that just got everyone to actually recycle the glass, that right alone would be a huge, huge difference, because you can actually take a lot of that glass and get your deposits back or take it to a glass recycling station. But that's usually most of the weight, I think, in trash. And compost is actually, I'm still surprised, you know, that at how few people still don't compost and just throw all their kitchen scraps and stuff. I was very fortunate the last while and had chickens and gave all the compost to chickens. You know, throwing good food scraps and stuff is also really heavy in your trash. So maybe that would cut down on people. It may maybe make people think about it a little more.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, right. You just look at the garbage cans when you're driving home on garbage day. It's overflowing with cardboard and bottles. That's true.
Paper, cardboard is really heavy, too. That's right. Yeah, cardboard and paper is a huge one. Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right. Always pluses and negatives to everything, it seems like, and the balance of it all. How do we balance it all? 826-7771. Love to hear from you. Talking about the charging of your trash for trash pickup, and also the Makai'i watch, and two of the main items. Also heard about a Hawaiian Sovereignty March going to happen on August 31st, starting at Salt Pond Beach in the morning. They have flags to fly from your cars. I guess it's a car march maybe. It's like a car parade of flags and cars going from Salt Pond, I'm assuming it's cars, all the way from Salt Pond. It would take a long time to go from Salt Pond all the way to the North Shore and then all the way back to the west side in one day. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, great. I thought everybody might be interested to hear at least what they were doing in Berlin about 15 years ago. They got people coming out their ears, 10 stories, apartments or walk-ups, no elevator even. And they're recycling 5 different elements, I think 2 or 3 colors of glass, paper, or compostables, and metals. And they, I'm sure, are paying for it with healthy taxes, but they have a unique aspect that they will sort one person's trash every week. And if they have recycled everything perfectly, separated all their food, all their bottles, all their papers, they get $1,000.
Wow.
And so everybody fastidiously, and did anyway, is real careful because the resources are a little slimmer over there.
Mm-hmm.
But there, everything finds its way in the right hopper. All the apartment buildings have 5 different recycle bins, and you put your glass colors and your compostables, and it's really quite orderly.
Mm-hmm.
And they just reward the ones that are doing it right, because for sure it's going to reduce the waste stream. 25 years ago, when we got the green waste composting going and diverting the green waste, there was actually 100 tons per day of green waste coming into the landfill, unsorted. and it was like two-thirds of the waste material. So we can really do huge amounts in recycle, in redirection, in composting. And the people can do so much ourselves and demand whatever the heck we want. We really need the facilities to recondition or redirect the recyclables.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big challenge here. They do cardboard great out in the farms, but everything else we got to ship away. I think they actually grind glass into the pavement here.
Hmm.
I don't know if anyone knew that, but they put tons of glass into the paving. I think it's what wears our tires out so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's all the clues I know about it. But boy, you know, we don't really have to, we can limit our waste stream to zero if we're having worm beds in our yards. And, you know, gosh, is anyone really eating out of a can or a jar? You know what I mean?
Right, right, yeah.
So we can limit it here. Anyway, love you guys.
Great. Yeah, well, thank you for your call. That's great. Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Interesting. Yeah, they actually have, he's saying that other countries, they have incentives to recycle different items as opposed to charging you for not recycling. They have incentives to recycle. Aloha, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Nope. Okay, guess not. 826-777. Oh, there you go. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How's it?
Hi, I'd like to say something about the Makai watch.
Okay.
For those that are not educated about the Makai watch, it is a very important thing for us because of the fact that we don't have enough help from the state to protect our resources. And this is one thing that we can come up with, is a Makai watch. I brought a call earlier. I don't know what he's talking about. But people need to get educated because this program is about teaching people that don't know nothing about the ocean, where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to touch, and so on. So it's very important that you get these people get educated about the Makai Watch program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Us as Hawaiians. Who else can help us? This is a program that's going to help us. All they need to do is get educated more about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a bad thing.
Right.
And if they need more information about this program, then we can help them out. Call us. Call Hui Makaina na Umakana.
Okay. Do you have a number? Number for that?
We have a number.
Okay.
You can call our president, which is Presley Wan, 645-1722. Or you can call Kelly Alapai, 652-8645.
Okay.
And this program works because, you know what? All our ahupua'as throughout the state is getting into this program because that's the only thing that we have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have to go through this program to take care of our resources so our younger ones can get something too. It's not about us. It's about the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
We got to think that way.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your call. It's great to hear from
you. Thank you.
Awesome.
Aloha.
Thank you. All right. That was a great call. We actually got some phone numbers to contact about the Makai'i Watch, if you're interested in what's going on. It sounds like it's actually a bunch of the different islands and volunteers that are helping to... All right. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha. Wonderful. I just have a few little moments to say. One time a while back ago, KKCR made this really amazing banner that says, Kauai is my mainland. And I just love that banner, man. It says, Kauai is my mainland. And I just think that's so cool because sometimes when I still hear people refer to, like, the continental United States as the mainland, it's almost like I can feel Kauai being like, what, you walk on this aina and you breathe this air and you drink this water and you're still calling some other place the mainland? So I just want to come up and, like, I really believe that our words and thoughts create reality. So as we see and envision Hawaii as recognized as the free nation that it is, I feel it's so important for us to honor Kauai and where we live as our main motherland. So thanks for the show. Many blessings.
All right. Thank you for your call. All right, 826-7771. We got just another about 5 minutes or so, and then we got Cousin Rich coming up with some jazz to go into this beautiful sunset on, August, what day is it? August 19th? Is it really August 19th? Wow. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. I just want to state again that if Maka'i Watch got their way, then that homemade craft that people made, that even the caller called in saying he made it, you would be regulated to go 40 feet in water, tied to a mooring, paying a fee, and then you're so far off the beach, what's the point already? So, you know, I'm all for community participation. I'm all for, but when they get shoved down your throat, you can count me out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call. All right. Hearing both sides of this topic. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Look, the last Hawaiian guy was talking about the Maka'i Watch is going to protect the resources, and that's the last. It's so important and this and that. They're going to tell people what to do at the beach, like don't walk on the reefs or...
He didn't say any of that.
He mentioned something about where you can go and what you can do to so you protect your resources for your children's children.
Oh, right.
And that's what he said. And that's a wonderful thought, you know. I mean, even though the worst thing is what's coming out, the pollution coming out the Hanalei River mouth, and all the pesticide use that's killing the fish, killing the reefs. I mean, is the Maka'i and the military, RIMPAC, for example, you know, what's the Maka'i Watch? What are people going to do, you know, down there at Hanalei to stop these major issues that are the crux of the environmental issues, except what that one guy said, cigarette butts and this and that, which is disgusting. You know, because you could just go, well, let's go up into the mountains because the pigs, the destruction of the pigs is enormous, according to experts, the way they wallow in mud. And they create so much land runoff that they're destroying the interior of Kauai. And even though they want to go down to this posh, like, you know, picturesque Hanalei and Haena, I mean, maybe they should go up into the interior.
I really appreciate our calls.
I don't know. I don't know where the people of the Maka'i Watch are coming.
There's some phone numbers here that you can call if you'd like more information. We're gonna try to scoot some another.
Are
one more
they people
call
that live down in Hanalei?
I'm not sure.
In Hanalei, I don't know.
All completely new information.
I'm all for protection of the environment, though. That's for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're gonna try to take one more call here. All right, 826-7771. I think that caller has reached his caller limit for the show. Not that we need to make any rules or regulations about anything, which is what this whole show has seemed to be about. But, where do we draw lines and who looks out for that and how does it all work and how do we take care of each other and the balance of it all? Very interesting program. Thank you for all the calls. We have just a couple minutes left here, 826-7771, especially if you're a new caller. We'd love to hear from you if you have any thing to say. That the caller who did call in representing sort of the Maka'i Watch, he gave out some numbers if you're curious and want to talk to anybody about it. 645-1722, 645-1722, and 652 8645. 652-8645. It's two people that you can talk to directly about the Makati Watch. And since this is such a hot topic right now, we're going to try to get somebody to come up in the studio maybe this week or next week and actually discuss a little more about what's going on with it. You know, the biggest thing I'm finding in this day and age is how information gets around and what we read and what we believe and, you know, what information is correct. And the more we can get it directly from the source, seems like the better. And instead of just going using the coconut wireless as your information source, actually get it directly from the person. It's like that game of telephone you used to play when you were little, and by the time it got around to the other side of the table, it was a completely different story. So as our community radio station, which we're going to try to strive to get, you know, correct information out and not just hearsay. And one of the ways of doing that, I think, is to get the actual people in here live in the studio to tell you what's going on. So I'm hoping we'll have someone from the Makati Watch and hopefully someone from the county about the paying for your trash pickup, because that would be nice to get some more information about that. And thank you for all the other calls that came in. Really appreciate it. All right, this is Dove signing out. Woo, made it through that somehow. Huh? What'd I do? I do okay, Cousin Rich? I haven't done that in a long time, but by myself on the phone with one phone line, and hopefully Carlos is back next week, because it's definitely not the easiest thing to do. If you'd like to volunteer at KKCR, be a volunteer or a programmer here at the station, 826-7771. We're always looking for more people to get involved. So this is your community radio station, and this is Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land. There you go, Bob Dylan.